again, guys. Just vibration. Just vibration. All right, take a big breath. So become aware of where you are, whether you're listening to the recording, or you're in the room. We hear the wheels on the vacuum, the screechy sound, the drums. You can hear people around you, the chairs, breathing. Really become aware of where you are. And now become aware of what you're wearing, how your body is supported. And now become familiar with what you've been practicing, that there's really nothing for you to do for the next little while but listen to my voice and physically choose to relax. You're choosing right now to take a few moments to let me drive. There's nothing for you to do. There's no decisions to make. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing for you to do except make the choice to listen to my voice and physically relax. And you're very familiar with my voice. It's very easy for you to choose this time to relax. You've become familiar with doing it. You're developing the skill, the stamina to hold it. It's such a nice thing that you choose for yourself to take these few moments to give yourself a lovely break, to choose physical relaxation while you're listening to my voice, to consciously choose to let all the stress, all the tension, all the worry, all the responsibility, all the uncertainty to gently release from every muscle in your body, except those that are supporting you safely and comfortably. And pretend with me that as you take in a big breath, that when you exhale it, you really let go of stress and tension. You can literally choose to feel your body relaxing. And check now, are your feet comfortably relaxed? Could you imagine that stress and tension is leaving your feet? Playfully imagining how your feet feel, soft and relaxed, no tension, no pain, no memory of injury. Melting, softening, relaxing. And playfully imagine this relaxation going up your legs now. Through your ankles and calves, through your shins, through your knees, through your thighs, through your hamstrings, through your hips. Just see if you can't relax your thigh muscles a little bit more. Imagine that your skeletal system is supporting your body just fine and your muscles can really relax a little bit more. And check your belly. Is it soft inside and out? And is there any tension in the lower back and the hips and the glutes that you could playfully imagine could relax just a little bit more? And the torso, the sternum, the rib cage, all the muscles along the spine, under the shoulder blades, is there anything there that you could soften just a little bit? And check your shoulders, can they drop? See if they're really as relaxed as is humanly possible for you. And imagine this relaxation rolling down your arms now. Through your biceps and triceps, through your elbows, through your forearms, through your wrists. And you might even notice your hands vibrate, feeling tingling. As they disengage from all the responsibility, all the work, all the miraculous things they do for you all day long. Maybe for right now, you could just love and appreciate your hands. Think about how much you enjoy having 10 fingers. having these amazing thumbs. Your palms that can caress. These hands that can write and button and tie and zip and open doors. That can type, that can help you brush your teeth. These beautiful, amazing hands. Just for a moment, fill your heart with love of having hands. How much you enjoy them, how much you appreciate them. How you love to give gifts and use your hands to pass your gift to somebody. And how you love to receive gifts. And how it's your hands that open them. How you love to get information. And it's your hands that will open a book or Google for you. These hands that are amazing. All the miraculous things your hands do. They get dirty, they get clean. They can be creative. They can be used for violence. They could pet a horse. Love on a dog or a cat. These amazing hands. Pretending now that you could fill your heart with even more love of your hands. All the things these hands do. They use keys, they drive cars, they brush your hair, clean your glasses. It's amazing. If you just thought of all the things in your life that are easier because you have hands, you would be blown away at the abundance these hands give you in experience. These amazing hands. And most of the time, you don't even think of them. They just do whatever you need them to do. Could you take a moment and just love them, love them, love them for that? Love them for the way they move when you talk. The way they can shake hands. Love them from helping you put your shoes on. Take your socks off. Answer the phone. Type a text. These hands open a world of experience to you without you even having to thank them. Could you just love, love, love having these hands right now? Could you imagine in your mind's eye looking at them differently? Maybe tonight when you're washing your hand and you feel the soapy lather and the water running on them, could you take a moment and just love them? Love that they're yours. Love that they work so well. Love that you have them and can take them for granted. Love that they decided to grow appropriately with you from infancy to today. Love them that they're going to hang out with you till you're through with this body. Could you allow space to love these hands every time you wash them? Just for the sheer joy of expanding your heart. And I'm suggesting to you that now that you've chosen to be very relaxed, for these few moments in class or with the audio. But tonight when you're in bed, you will simply remember to practice gratitude. You will love the shelter you're in, the bed, the pillow, the sheets, the comforter, the blankets, the shelter, the safety. You'll love, love, love the gift of sleep. Taking a break from being a human. Love the way your body feels laying down. Love the relaxation. That your head is supported by the pillow. Love, love, love that you get to end a day playing in hard space. And as you relax, you'll go more and more comfortably into a deeper, deeper state of relaxation until you drift out of consciousness. And maybe I'm suggesting to you right now that you will awaken in the morning feeling refreshed. Immediately curious, what could you love about the day? Imagining in your mind But you could build the skill and the stamina to awaken every day eager to be you in one more day on earth. Eager to be curious about what events will unfold before you. Eager to appreciate and love each unique day and whatever it brings in front of you. Imagining that you could play at that level of skill. That even though all this time you've taken most things for granted, you could suddenly develop the skill of loving, appreciating, enjoying being in your body on this planet. That you could look for things that delight you. That you could see the abundance of all the things that are here to give you pleasure. Delicious foods. Things that smell good. Things that feel nice on your skin or visually pleasing to your eye. Color. Sunshine, warm water, indoor plumbing, all the things that make your life easier. Pockets, appointment books, cell phones, pictures, the ability to communicate and speak. Imagine that you want to play in abundance and your chosen way to create stamina for resonating with abundance is by listing all the things you enjoy about being human on this planet. Memories, movies, TV shows that entertain you and relax you. How many people, how many livelihoods, how much money goes into making a show just so you can relax for 30 minutes or an hour? Clocks, so we can all coordinate when to meet up. The concept of time. Checks, credit cards, make it so easy. Credit. What if you could play the game of aligning to abundance through the frequency of gratitude? Now taking a big breath. Pretend that you just breathed in the power of life, the power of possibility. You just took another breath, meaning you get to stay here on this planet and experience one more thing, the sound of drums. Then when this meditation is over, you will get up and walk. And you won't necessarily think of all the intricate coordination of all the muscles in your skeletal system, your brain, your nerve impulses that just get you from here to there. What a miracle it is to be you. And I'm suggesting to you that your heart is expanding at these words. Playfully imagine your heart saying, yes, yes, I want to feel good. I want happiness. I want joy. I want appreciation. I want to expand my ability to enjoy the experience of me. And now taking another breath. And on this